Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Y'all are listening to the Overseas Connection podcast.
Shut up and sit down.
Here we go.
Would you kindly? I think we're just getting started.
Medic!
I'm a witcher.
I think this is more than you can handle.
He sits on his ass all day.
Let's do this.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for tuning into episode 676 of your Overseas Connection podcast. It is March 27th, 2022. Cheers to you. Thanks for joining the show. It's an intimate show today. We are in also unfamiliar territory, but we'll get into that. It's a little bit of foreshadowing for you. Robin Tate with me today. Robin.
Hello.
Yes. I think we're going to have a smooth show. I really do. I feel it.
Yeah?
You know. I've got the energy. I am ready.
Energy?
So let's dive into it. Yeah, we are a podcast about video games. We're also a podcast about life. We think of ourselves as more mature gamers, but at the end of the day, it's really only because we can buy beer that we consider ourselves more mature. The real honesty is we are just a bunch of man children. We podcast every week, Sundays, 9 p.m. in the UK, 1 p.m. in the West Coast, 4 p.m. in the East Coast, 3 p.m. Central Time Zone. Because we are all synced back up now, thank goodness for that. No more craziness with different time zones and daylight savings nonsense. We are on Twitch. We are on YouTube. Check us out there. Join us live. You can be part of the chat. We'd love to have conversations with the audience as we podcast through. If you don't have the time and you just want to listen to us in rewind or on memory cassette tape, as the old people would say, well, we don't produce a cassette tape version of the show, but we do put the show out on audio versions. So if you have Stitcher, iTunes, pick us up wherever you can. You can listen to us while you're grooving to the oldies, doing your workouts. That's the pre-show banter, if you will. We're ready to go.
Almost. But we do have other people on the show. Just they're being very quiet this week.
We do. We should give acknowledgement to the fact that we have Kim Woods on the show. She is an athlete of sorts from, I believe it is Concordia University. Famous quote from Kim. Kim, I love this quote. She gets tired when she's sleeping. So that's fantastic. Also, a chin of sorts on the show, modeling airplanes, I believe.
Maybe a book.
You could elaborate on this.
Yeah, it's a Lady Bird book for children, How to Build Model Aircraft by Peter Chin. Well,
yeah, and you know what's funny is I think of Peter Chin as a ladybird, so it works.
Oh, dear.
All right. Okay. Thanks, everybody. Let's get on. Let's have a fun show. I think there's going to be lots to talk about. Before we get into story time, though, we're going to talk about the most important thing we do. No, okay, it's really not the most important thing. It's just a nice thing we do. Oh. And that's acknowledging people getting older. Because who doesn't want to just face the facts that they've grown another year older? We're here to help remind them of that. So, in order of not really importance, but at least on my list, Tahara Chin absolutely is the top of the top. She is the bee's knees. She turning 21 forever, ever, and ever on the 26th. Happy birthday to Tahara. Chris Henwood. Chris Henwood turning 76 on the 28th, so just a day away from, not really a milestone birthday, but I mean, it's up there. Fraser Moores, the evil, dirty Canadian he is turning 86. Everything's going to end in sixes today, for the record. 86, Fraser Moores, congratulations. You don't look a day over 85, I got to admit, I'm impressed.
He's a wrinkly little fucker.
He is. And self-bald, because, he purposely shaved down the head to, kind of scale back the hair at one point. And, I believe these days he's just going to go straight into the Mr. Clean look. If, I think he could pull it off, too. 86, Fraser Moore's birthday on the 30th. So happy birthday to him. And then a person that I have nothing but respect for. So I'm not going to, make any snide comments or anything like that to the effect that it's Darren Hilton. Darren, new milestone birthday, though, we have to acknowledge he did hit the big 76 birthday as well. So happy birthday to Darren. And that happens on the first. It's a bit of a joke already. So there we go. Last laughs for him. I think we should play them a birthday song. What do you think, Robin?
Oh, absolutely. Because of the passage of time, it, you know, it moves on like a passage of time. And when you consider the passage of time, it's very, very important. And I learned that all about that this week.
So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. So when you think about it, there is great significance to the passage of time. So when
you think... Insert name here. Happy birthday to you!
Gentleman's not recognized.
All right, perfect. Yeah, we will have to have some code words. So right now, I'm not hearing the sound effects from Robin. Of course, you, the listener, do get all of the glory that is the sound effects from Robin. So, Robin, you will definitely have to give me those little bang-bang finger guns for when I'm supposed to go after
emotional,
the sound effects
play. Damn it.
That is the most important thing of the show, is the sound effects. Nothing we have to say, just the sound effects. Kind of like some other show I know. Anyway, all right. Robin, story time. Let's hit it.
Hooray, story time. Hooray, story time. I'm so glad to be with you today.
All right, so we both hit the bottle last night. Boy, oh, I accidentally had a couple of fish bowls with the gin, and I didn't really mean to just be as loose as I was last night, because we didn't do anything. I mean, it was a lovely day here. We worked outside all day and fiddled about, and then I had a glass of wine with my dinner, and then, oh, I'll have a glass of gin. And these things are like fish bowls. And then that was good. And then Judith decided at 9:30 she was exhausted and she was going to go to bed. So I thought, oh, well, I'll have another one. And I put on the old movie Office Space and watched about half of it with another glass of gin and finished the bottle. And it was beautiful. But then I woke up about 3/4 of the way through the film with drool down the side of my mouth and felt a little leathery this morning. So,
Robin, have you never heard the terminology, the drinking terminology? So that it goes, I believe, and I maybe I'm saying this wrong, but my understanding is, wine before liquor, never sicker. Liquor before beer, you're in the clear. And what am I missing? Beer before wine, you're feeling fine.
Let's go back to the liquor bit. I like the liquor, but when do I have to liquor?
Liquor in the front first, then the rear.
Oh, dear.
Yes, yeah. It's going to be one of those shows.
How did you get self-inflicted with the alcohol then, Greg? It's not like you. It's not like you. I know you have the odd drink, but...
We do enjoy our wine, but last night we actually went to... we had a date night, first off. We haven't had a date night in quite a while.
Lovely.
So we got respite care. Someone came over to watch Colin, and we bought tickets to go see
tickets?
We had tickets.
Whoa.
We bought tickets to a band called Bad Jovi.
Bad Jovi.
And they are a cover band that plays a mix of Bon Jovi music as well as Bad Company. And so those are two of my favorite rock groups. I love them. So I was all for going and watching this. So we went and basically hit up some appetizers and some cocktails beforehand, and then got to the event, and then proceeded to drink more as they played for 3 hours. I was shocked. I figured, you know, bar band, they'll probably play for an hour and a half-ish, you know, maybe do two sets, maybe 2 hours. These guys put on like a full-on concert. It was worth the price of admission. It wasn't that expensive, too. I think it was like $20 a ticket.
Now, Mr. Bon Jovi here looks like he's built, man. He's a solid Bon Jovi.
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. He went to high school with my wife, Cindy.
That explains so much.
It does. She wanted to relive her past. She had found out that he was doing this cover band. So we had seen good reviews on him on top of that. So we were like, yeah, what the hell? Why not? We'll go check it out. The funny part about it more than anything is, I think the pictures you're seeing, he's got these, you know, long hair, the long rocker hair, total wig. He got a short crew cut haircut underneath all of that.
Yeah, so, I see you. You're in that little photograph, you are sort of front right of the picture. There, your hands up in the air at the moment. Yeah, that's like dad dancing right at the front of the stage in the mosh. You're in the mosh pit there.
Absolutely. Yeah. Was we were up front the entire night. No, it was a good show, though. It was a really good show. But woke up this morning feeling a little rough. But this is where, you know, we talked about it. And I said, you know, I was a bit off. And to me, the definition of a bit off is if I could cure it with like 3 Tylenol and a glass of water and I'm good, then I'm just a bit off. And that was the case. 3 Advil, water, and I was golden. Rest of the day, no problem. Hit the gym, that kind of thing. So I've had a good start to my day already. But yeah, it was a good time.
No, it's Mother's Day here in the UK this weekend, as well as the clock have now jumped forward. So we're back at synced up times again. And the weather here for the last 10, 12 days has been fantastic. I mean, for us.
Right.
My in-laws were over for dinner today as well. But then after dinner, I went and lay out on the sun lounger out in the patio in the back of the house and had a dad nap.
A dad nap.
That was good in the sun, and it was good. Okay. And I just lay there, and I thought, well, tonight I'm just going to have another, just a wee glass of wine here, just to finish it off, a little Rioja, and see how that goes. And it's going okay at the moment. So, but yeah,
that's good.
So yeah, a bad day for you. See, I have the magic cure that I would usually take if I know that I'm going to have a bit rough the following day, and it usually sorts that out completely. But you take that with a glass of water. It's called, I'll give it away, will I? It's a product over here called Dioralite. Okay.
I really thought you were going to say Viagra.
No. But I did watch the video this week of somebody spiking punch at a swimming competition in the after party or the pre party. I thought that was a very, very funny little video. We're not going to go there. But this stuff's called Dioralite. So it comes in little sachets. I carry them with me everywhere I go. And you mix it with a little glass of water. It's like a blackcurrant drink. And it's meant, well, what it does is if you are bad down below, right?
Right.
What this does is this rehydrates you in a very quick way. So you take a glass of this stuff before you go to sleep. At night time, even if you're really, really drunk, you make it. I did that in London when we were there. That was the secret of why I could pump up and away I went again. So Dioralite is that. And how it came about was I was in the office one day several years ago, and I heard the girls in the office talking about Dioralite. Did you get the Dioralite for tonight? Did you get it? What are you talking about? And that was the cure. So yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So
Dioralite. I'll have to look that up. I'm not familiar for sure. No. Typically speaking, for me, if I'm smart and I remember to do it, the biggest problem is remembering, right? When you're drunk, sometimes you don't remember. But if I usually get a full glass of water in and I pop in like 4 Advil or 4 Tylenol, whatever, prior to.
God, you sound like usually one of the Foo Fighters.
Yeah.
Don't mix your drugs.
Yeah, you know. But it will usually get me over the hurdle the next morning without having to hurdle. quick, real fast, in the chat, we've got Boomer, we've got Lord, we have Mr. Christopher Matthews. Hello to all of you.
Hello.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello.
what else, Robin? What else? Lord. What else is going on?
Lord.
What's Lord
Happy
saying?
Mother's Day to all the fathers out there. Yes.
Good man. Good man. Indeed. Happy Mother's Day to all the fathers out there.
Goodness me. Well, classic. So, I want to talk about Pete's Cable. So.
Okay. I'm not sure I'm comfortable talking about Pete's Cable with him not being here.
Yeah, well, I had to pull Pete's Cable out of its hole again, right?
Right.
And unwind it. That nasty big thing, and it was so high up. So last week I talked about stringing my big 75-meter internet cable from the house over to here and using this tensioning wire to keep it all tight. And the bit in the middle was over 4 meters high, and I couldn't reach up, and I was standing on top of scaffolding, and I was still a foot short, and I was taking my life in my hands, wobbling up on this thing. And I didn't know I was going to need a cherry picker or something to get up there. And then Pete came on the show and went, no, 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 you tighten the cable with your cable ties before you put it up. So he was right. So yesterday morning, first thing, it was about 8 o'clock in the morning, my first job, before I washed three cars and polished three cars yesterday. That's what I did. That's why my arm's so tight. Got to work out. I've got the cable down, cable tied it up, and I'm now happy because I've looked at it for the past week and there was a bit of a sag, and now it's tight. And
you can't cool. have a sag in your cable, Robin.
You know, don't want that. I want that that 1 gigabyte of data to come in.
Needs
you know,
to be
hard. Yeah.
Stiff and strong.
So
yes.
Thanks, Uncle Pete. You're such an expert on getting my cable straight and tight, and it was fabulous. Fabulous.
Still a bit of a ladybird, but you know.
Yeah, thanks, so Pete. It did. Actually, that's what it did. I washed my car and Judith's car, and just as I was finishing, Joshua arrived home in his little Mini Cooper, and we washed it as well, and I got one of the kids to wash the other little car. So washed, polished, done the tire polish stuff and everything on it, and I'm all chuffed with myself, and yeah, it was lovely. It was good. I like a bit of that physical work every now and again.
Right.
And I put a receipt. Of course, you put a receipt in for the car wash.
I was just going to say, absolutely.
Yeah, my own little business there. Speaking of businesses, yeah, maybe we should, the Harry's Razor thing, Jeremy's Razors, Robin's Razors, maybe I should look into that and see that.
You know, that might be worth looking into.
Because I buy Harry's Razors at the moment, and I like Harry's Razors, but they have got a little bit woke and stuff like that. But I like the idea. I wanted to buy the Jeremy's Razors, but they're not available in the UK.
So real quickly, for those chat, the listeners abroad, they may not know what happened here.
Oh.
You came across this video on TikTok, I believe.
Yeah.
Or it may have just been
It was the launch of Jeremy's Razors.
Right.
That's from the Daily Wire.
Right. So the Daily Wire, Jeremy, and I forgot his last name, but he's one of the actual founders of the Daily Wire.
Jeremy Boring, I think it is. Jeremy.
Yeah. Mm. He has created Jeremy's Razors in response to Harry's Razors and Gillette Razors kind of going this woke route of not, you know, wanting to, for lack of a way to say, you know, call it razors for men. And so there's a very funny, I have 3 minute long advert video
it is
for the launch.
Superb. It's a brilliant
very
video.
Funny.
I have it on now. Look it up. Jeremy's Razors. If you search for it on YouTube, it's a very, very, very well put together commercial. It is a joke, but it's not as well.
Yeah.
It's a serious it's setup.
Yeah, it's very comedic. I'm sure if you are ultra woke, you may not enjoy it. I will just throw that out there right now. But we found some humor to it, and of course, this was actually a real launch of a product. I looked it up. I went to the website. Absolutely can subscribe to it. So, Jeremy's Razors, the razors for men and many things.
Yeah.
Real quickly, also, I believe Boof in the chat as well. So it is a jam-packed chat.
Boof chat.
Okay. Anything else, Robin?
Busy week ahead. I have a trade show to attend for 3 days. It's actually not so bad. It's local. It is in Belfast. It's the first trade show that we've done properly now in a couple of years because of the flu thing.
Right.
And so my team are in setting up. We've taken a stand at it. And we're only doing ice cream and desserts and handmade gelato and stuff like that. At this, we're not bringing all our range. It's just focusing on desserts and ice cream treats.
Now, let me ask you this question. So do you ever have those individuals that you just,
yes.
Do you know of people that you're not going to want to talk to at the show?
Oh, yeah. Tell me about this, please. Yeah.
So you know what I would suggest?
I spit on it.
I'm sure you'll have a lanyard that'll have like your name on it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe on the backside of that lanyard, just, you know, put a little sticker on or something that said, I tested positive. And so when somebody that you don't want to talk is there, just, you know, casually flip it over.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, no, you tire kickers. Yeah, they're always there, and they're always there on the last day. So it's a 3-day show. Very tiring. Because I know I gabble a lot, but when you're at a trade show for 3 days solid, it's blah, 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 blah.
Well, and so at your trade show,
yeah,
because I've done trade shows as well, but do you guys have like the tchotchke giveaway stuff at the booth type thing?
We'll give away some food and bits and pieces, but no.
Right.
It's not
but that's
it's not as much even.
I'm sure probably with COVID even, it's probably not that much anymore. But I was just going to say, what I hated was you would have people walking by, like you might have a bunch of pens.
Yeah.
Can I have this? No intention of talking to you. They just want to take the pen. And it's just like, go right ahead. Just don't talk to me. Feel like you need to talk to me either.
One of the last shows we were at, one of our new members of staff kind of rubbed me up the wrong way. So this guy came onto the stand, and it was in Dublin. It was a few years ago, 3-odd years ago now, maybe 4 years ago. And this guy came on and says, "Yo, tell me about all these friars and these things, the really big friars." So I give him the spiel and talk to him and ask, you know, where is he from? And right. He tells me generally where he's from. And then after about 10 or 15 minutes when we're chatting away, he says, "Yeah, I'm starting with a company in a week."
Oh,
you cheeky little bastard. You didn't identify. Was this some sort of fucking test, you little shit?
Oh, totally.
Card marked. Totally. Now, he's turned out to be a decent guy, but I just hate that nonsense. Yeah, you start to get to see, you sniff them out. You do get to sniff them out a little bit, you know, so... Yeah.
I try not to sniff them.
Oh, but, no. I take my sniffing very, very seriously. I take it from the best, you know. I watch our great leaders and I've modeled myself on their sniffing careers. So it's now I believe there's a book coming out, like a Ladybird book, and it's a scratch and sniff book. So
perfect.
Yeah, so it's just scratch. I haven't got that one before. Have we scratch it? We sniff. I'll sniff her up. Yeah, very good. Good for kids. It's a great kids' book. You can read it with the kids.
We're going to transition. Getting away from the sniffing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Putin may circle. All right.
So last week I missed the show.
Never gain the hearts and souls of the remaining people.
I don't recall what you said I was doing. I'm sure it was absolute lies. So no, I will set the record straight.
I think it was probably Austin.
Almost honest, yeah. I was watching my son for the majority of the weekend, but then
just staring at him.
Yeah, that's all I did. I just stared at him in the corner, didn't let him leave for the entire weekend. But my wife came home with a tree because we were finishing off the front yard. Yeah. We had to plant the tree.
Uh-huh.
We had the landscaping guys dig a hole for the tree, and of course... My wife proclaims as she's looking at the hole, it's not big enough. Jokes aside, this meant I had to go in and try and dig the hole out further.
You had to make your hole bigger.
I had to make the hole bigger,
Robin. Did you go around the rim? Did you rim it first?
I was attempting to rim the hole, Robin, and the problem was the hole was next to the previous big-ass tree that we had there that we had basically taken out.
Oh.
And so there were a gazillion roots. I am in a spot, you know, I don't need a pickaxe for anything. I do not own a pickaxe.
No.
I own some very hefty shears that I can cut off small tree limbs.
Nah, you're not a real man. I got a proper pickaxe.
No, Robin. This was manly. I took a fucking claw hammer, a crowbar, and the loppers, I went to town on the roots. And I spent 2 hours fucking just hammering out roots out of the ground.
See, you guys can do dynamite and stuff like that there. Like
I would have gladly taken dynamite. Oh, my God.
Stunts and eights.
Yeah. But, so that was the Sunday. When you guys were podcasting, I was just out there miserable, just hammering away at these roots. That aside, we got the tree planted. It all looks lovely. I'm very happy with our front yard now.
What type of tree is it, Greg?
It is a magnolia tree, a white star magnolia.
Does it have, like, apples on it? No.
No, it'll have white star flowers on it. It'll stay fairly small. I think the maximum it can grow to is about 12 feet tall, so it won't be a big tree.
Three times the height of you.
Pretty much, yeah. All right, so my week. I've got back into the gym.
What, did they let you back in? They really let you back in?
They let me back in after the last escapade. They did let me back in, but I'm starting to run again, Robin. I hate running.
Okay.
I hate it with a passion, but it's also one of the things I know is the best way to shave off weight easy.
Yeah,
when I start running, I start shedding weight. And so that has been the order of business. So running is back on the to-do list. And I do it right away. It's the first thing I do when I get into the gym, because if I don't, I'm that guy. I will absolutely not run.
Oh.
If I start working out with weights first, I will just be like, yeah, I don't want to run now. So got
to
run first.
I don't understand those. As I've been traveling around, saying the hotels and go to the gym, I don't understand those weights, guys. So I come in, I do like, you know, 10 minutes or so or 12 minutes on the running machine, and then
right.
I'll take a wee break and do a wee turn of, you know, 15 of these and 15 of these, and then I'll go and do my next cardio type thing, the cross trainer, and then I'll go do another wee thing and then do another wee exercise, maybe the rowing machine. And when I'm doing that, well, there's lots of fit chicks bending over and doing stuff, but it's the guys mostly that they seem to just lift things, like really things are far too friggin' big for them, and they lift them two or three times, and then they sit down and talk to their mate for 10 minutes. And then they do it again, and it's more like it's a social thing. But they've got these weights which are like three times the size of my head, and right. they're standing there, and they, four times, and then they sit down. What's the point in that?
Well, I mean, that's building muscle as opposed to toning muscle. So toning muscle is you're going to be lifting lighter weight, but it's still weight, but you're, you know, a lot of reps, and you're just doing it repetition to kind of, you'll get to a sore point, but you're never feeling like you are at a point that you can't lift it up anymore. Whereas when you are lifting heavy weight and you're doing it for fewer reps, but you're doing it to failure. You're basically kind of maximizing out your strength. You're pushing your body to point of failure. And the thought behind that is you continue to do that over a course of time, and then slowly you can start increasing your weights further, and you do less reps but more weight. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. So you kind of pyramid it. So you start, say, let's say you were doing 50 pounds to start. You're doing 10 reps at 50 pounds. Then your next set would be 60 pounds at 8 reps. Then 70 pounds at 6 reps, and at the 70 at 6 is you should be failing out. And if you get through your 70 at 6, then you keep going. And if you can get 70 all the way to 10 reps, then you bump up your starting weight the next time around just a little bit heavier. So you would start out, you're at, say, at 55 pounds for 10 reps.
So,
and so,
I mean, do these guys, I mean, do they would all take supplements? I mean, I've been looking at supplements, you know, and which ones to buy. Like, there's one here called Golden Finish,
something that's not related to working out.
Or there's one here called PHUCK Fat, which sounds like good. That sounds like good. There's one here, a supplement which is really, really good for bodybuilding, and it's called Ejaculoid. Would that mean that's something that you take these sorts of supplements?
Absolutely, you should take that. I think you should order a bottle of that and make sure it's on the counter.
There's ass cream, or what is it? Ass something or other? You read the wrong name. Anyway, okay, I don't understand. I don't want to look that like that. I want to just be.
You know, here's the funny thing. Everybody says I don't want to look like that, but then in some small way, you do want to look like that. Not the extremes, but even women. It kind of makes me laugh, because we're like, oh, I don't want to look muscular. I don't want to be, you know, a bodybuilder. But then they'll look,
that voice again. I seen that voice in a video this week as well.
Yep. Yeah.
That's your drag voice, Greg.
Do the voice. Anyway. Yeah, so working out's going good. End of the story.
Good.
That's all going well.
Good.
I've watched a few different shows this past week.
Oh.
Yes. So one, I'm going to start kind of, I'm going to jump around a little bit on you here, Robin.
Jump around.
Walking Dead has returned. I've been watching that. I'm in to the end for The Walking Dead. To the bitter death. It's in its final season, which is broken up into three seasons. I'm now into, I guess, season two of the finale. But they had Michael Biehn as a guest actor in the series.
Okay.
And Michael Biehn, if you don't recall, is Hicks in Aliens. He was the Reese in Terminator. And, man, time has not been good to him.
Is that right?
Oh, my goodness.
No. He's done a fantastic voiceover in one of my favorite games as well. So,
yeah. Well, visually speaking, you can tell he is a former alcoholic.
What was his name?
Potentially still alcoholic. Michael Biehn. B-I-E-H-N.
B-I-E-H-N.
Yeah, he just does not look. I mean, you look at him, you're like, holy crap, that's him? Uh-huh. But it is him. But anyway, enjoyed his appearance on The Walking Dead, mind you. It was kind of nice to see him, and he did a great job, I thought. But I was saddened to see the state he is in. Let me just put it that way. But then I found out he went through a big alcohol rehab thing, and apparently all throughout like the Terminator and Aliens, he was a raging alcoholic and quite difficult to work with, which I did not know.
Huh.
All right, so now shifting to the really good stuff, Star Trek Discovery.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, I had never seen this, and I had subscribed it to Paramount Plus, and lo and behold, Paramount Plus has Star Trek Discovery, so I was like, you know what, I'll take a chance. Let me watch this. And I think Star Trek Discovery is the equivalent of Rogue One for Star Wars. It's a more serious, more mature take in the Star Wars universe, at least through season one. Now, I mean, I haven't gone past season one yet, so I don't know if season two, three, and four get kind of more into the more traditional Star Trek-ness. But it had a much more adult, serious vibe to it, and I absolutely loved it. So I'm thoroughly pleased. I'm really enjoying Star Trek Discovery.
It's sort of like woke. Isn't it?
Well, it has some wokeness to it for sure, but
it's okay. I don't mind that. I don't mind it.
It's not too much in your face. Let me just put it that way. There's a couple moments you're like, okay, but again, I think they do the characters well, and so I enjoyed it enough. It didn't bother me.
Yeah, no, I enjoyed it. I think I've watched the first couple of seasons. I think there's been two. Maybe it's on the third season now. Yeah, okay. I've enjoyed it. I must get back to it. Now, I'm on the Picard run.
Yeah,
So the second season of Picard is there. So it's interesting as well. Because it's watching his character change and getting more, I don't give a shit, and this is the way we do it now. So
yeah, I'm curious to check out Picard only because I was not the biggest fan of Picard in Star Trek.
Oh, did you not like beards? Did you?
I just didn't care for Star Trek in general. I mean, it was okay to me, but Star Trek always felt Star Trek. It just did not interest me as much as, say, a Star Wars universe did. Star Trek Discovery, because of the serious kind of tone and the way they kind of went at it with the Klingons, I really liked that. And so I've enjoyed Star Trek Discovery. Also, kind of the feeling of you never know who might get killed. It's not just the guy in the red shirt anymore.
Huh.
It's, lead characters or characters you think are going to be major characters could get killed off. So I like that. I like that kind of unpredictability. And so Star Trek Discovery definitely has that. And so I've been enjoying that. And that leads me to Halo.
Halo.
I watched the first episode of Halo, TV show.
Okay.
I'm not going to give any spoilers. So here's my overall view of it is good with room to improve. There's a couple moments with the CGI work that I think they definitely could do better with, and I'm hoping they kind of smooth out some of that. And it was just really one moment where there was some running animation that really kind of came across a little janky.
Well, it was somebody running up against the wall, just
kind of running and jumping over something, and it just felt a little juddery. And so I was like, okay, that didn't look right, but beyond that, actually, most of the CGI work has been really good, and so I've definitely enjoyed that. It is an alternate take on Halo. So that's the other thing that I think I fight with is all of my understanding of Halo and the story of Halo. Uh-huh. And this is dancing around it. And it's taking some of those elements, and I think iconic elements, and it's got it in the show. But it's not following the same story we have all grown and known. It's its own universe. And so things are happening, and the way they kind of bring you into the show, it's as though certain elements have already happened that I just didn't anticipate. Like the Covenant, for instance. I really thought they would drag out the Covenant's existence, you know, and kind of who they are a little bit more than they did. But well, the way the show...
I suppose they've had to do it for people that don't know anything about the game. They're trying to make it idiot-proof, aren't they, really?
Well, and that's the interesting thing. I would have thought the same thing, and that's why I thought maybe they would have kind of kept the Covenant more of a secret, like, you know, it's an alien race, we don't know who they are type thing.
Okay.
But you definitely get a notion of, no, they, at least the UNSC, you know, UNSC, I don't know why I couldn't say that, they know of their existence already. So I feel like you're jumping in a little bit farther into the story than I would have thought you would have. So that threw me off a little. This series is far more violent than I thought it was going to be. That's the other thing, and I actually really applaud this. I mean, it is a bit gory, and I was shocked by that because, you know, Halo games have never had that.
But can you not switch on, like, subtitles that when they shoot them in the head, fireworks sort of come out?
No, you cannot. No, you cannot. But you do see limbs. You do see limbs blown off. You see headshots where the head disappears. It's violent in the right way, and I think it conveys the violence that Halo should have had.
Violence in the right way.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you know, the Covenant are shooting these plasma energy weapons that basically can melt through walls, right? So when they impact a soldier, instead of making a little burn mark on their body, they should be vaporizing off parts of their body.
Yes.
Okay. And same thing for bullets. They should be tearing into you as opposed to, you know, just not. And so I like that. I like that, you know, it's bringing that to the table in the show. The acting is pretty good. There's a couple moments where you're like, okay. And so, I mean, I the way I characterize it is this is a sci-fi movie, a sci-fi channel movie, or Star Trek Discovery. It's kind of on that same level. It's not great all the time. There's moments where it kind of misses the mark sometimes. Yeah. But I mean, overall, the CGI is pretty good. The story's going in some interesting places. I like the fact that they also, unlike the games, because the games, one of the things that I always, you know, within the game realm is you see the UNSC as this, you know, the saviors of the galaxy organization. And in the show, that's not necessarily clear. There's a dark side to what they're doing, and they're playing up kind of the, you know, the, what's the right word? You know, you think about our governments, and we always think about our governments in very, you know, glowing light, right? You want to think the UK government always does things for the good of the UK, but it's for fighting evil. Same thing with the US. I always think of, you know, the US government as doing everything, you know, we're trying to be the good guys, the good guys of the world. But the realities are, we've done some shady shit. We've done things where we supplied Sandinistas with weapons. You know, we've given arms to the Afghans, the Al-Qaeda to fight the Russians. You know, and obviously that turned around bit us in the ass a little bit. But I mean, so we haven't been the perfect cow, you know, the perfect sheriff.
Yeah.
And the UNSC is the same thing. So hopefully that makes sense.
Not great at pulling out.
Yeah. And I'm really trying to avoid spoilers here, but I enjoyed it. I'm going to watch further. Is it perfect? No. It has room to improve, and I'm really hoping, given the fact that they're already committed to season two, that, you know, we're going to see that investment and improvement as we go through this.
So Booth in the chat says it would have been great if it started with the human wars, like in the Fall of Reach, and a few Covenant ships come in. You don't see how they look until, like, episode three. So...
I totally agree. I would have liked to have seen them drag that out, you know, and make it just, you know, again, kind of establish the Covenant as more of a mystery. And so they do allude to the human wars, and they allude to there's this, you know, the I forgot the name of the human faction that's basically the rebels, if you will. A renegade faction,
Democrats.
And the Democrats. Yes. They have distrust of the UNSC. So they allude to that, and you certainly get that vibe. They definitely bring that in, but I think they could have taken their time with this. So, but all said and done, I'm looking forward to episode two. I want to see where they take it. And it'll be interesting. It may turn out to be really, you know, something that we come to really want and look forward to. It also absolutely has the possibility of going sideways on us and just turning into another shit show. So I'm cautiously hopeful for the next episodes.
I don't know if it's available in the UK or not. I haven't looked, so it may be now, but I don't think it was back then. I also had to thank you, Greg. Last week you sorted me out with my F1 dodginess.
Yes.
So that's working very, very well. I cancelled a whole pile of my subscriptions. They're still running for another few weeks. But from my Formula One, I am now Greg.
And, yes, I'm officially a mule.
Yeah, so they're quite clever because I have to... I had not only had to use a VPN to watch the American Formula One feed, I also had to pay with an American credit card. And they are quite, yeah, but it's working well. It's brilliant. It's funny, we watched there was a race this afternoon in Saudi Arabia. And the live feed, your feed that you give me now, is about a minute or a minute and a half ahead of the Sky TV feed.
Really? Ah. That's interesting.
Yeah, which is because I had we watched it on the Sky TV feed today because it was just there, but I had the live timing screens that you can pull up, and it was funny. I don't know what that is. So
it's almost like Back to the Future. If you could set up betting lines, Robin, you could bet on the futures in the UK.
There's an idea. If only. Yeah, so no, thank you for sorting that out for me. I know I've paid you and stuff like that there for that, but thank you for helping me to be corrupt.
So, you know what's funny is ever since I became a subscriber of F1, I have not watched one race.
there's only been two. There's time.
Speaking of being a mule, the last thing to talk about real quickly for my week was not only did I go to the concert last night, but Friday night I rented a small U-Haul van and loaded up our old couch. Which was actually a relatively new couch, but we had changed color schemes in the house. This is what happens.
Yeah.
And so I brought that up to my parents and gave them our new couch-ish to get rid of their old couch that was just falling apart. But my parents live in a second-story condo. And the couch that, of course, I brought up is a motorized couch. It's got, you know, the feet that go up. And so, of course, the base of that thing weighs a gazillion pounds compared to, you know, a couch without it. And we had to enlist the help of one of the local guys there. It gave him like $20 to help us for 5 minutes of lifting the stupid couch up into their place. And I will not do that again. That couch is there for life.
So
only way that's coming out of that house is if the place burns down. That's all I'm saying.
Many stairs to go up or anything like that there?
It was straight up the Friends episode of the couch going up the stairs and the pivot, because it's a stairwell up and then it's a hard U-turn up another flight of stairs and there's walls. So you can't really lean it out at all. So you had to stand it up on end, leverage it over, then bring it back up and stand it up on. And it was a pain in the ass.
See, I'm older. I went back even further and pulled the Laurel and Hardy music box, the Piano Up the Stairs episode, which is probably one of the most classic things ever. But yes, for the Friends one is right up there.
Yeah.
Very good.
And at one point, I did say pivot. I did. I did not. Yeah, I had to.
And did you wrap it up like we bought you this brand new couch, or did they know?
No. It was brought to them in pieces, and I put it all together for them. Though I was at least the good son that way. And so I brought that up to Reno. So Reno is about 120 miles away from me.
Okay.
And so drove up last night, and then got the couch in early in the morning, and then turned around at lunchtime and came back down.
Well, how's your gas?
So that was the interesting other aspect to it.
You just eat what they give you.
Yeah, absolutely. My gas was relatively calm. I didn't eat too much. But in Reno, it was only $5.06 per gallon.
Okay.
Whereas where I live here, it's $5.69 a gallon. And I know it's definitely not, you know, it's much cheaper than where you live. But you get free health insurance, so shut up.
No, I don't. It's hidden. We pay for it. Let's not go there.
Well, that's the problem is I pay for our high gas prices on top of it as well. This is just thanks Governor Newsom. California sucks.
No,
I mean, I love
no,
living in California.
The government have nothing to do with fuel prices, Greg. They've got nothing.
Yeah, the government has nothing to do with fuel prices. Not going to go there.
No,
not going to go there. All right, we should talk about video games, Robin.
Okay, let's do that.
Said if you're gonna play the Game Boy, you gotta learn to play it right.
All right. It is the end of March, so really not much to talk about in the way of new games coming up yet. So we're not going to talk about what we pay for to get free. Just know that there are a few that are leaving on the Games of the Gold side. I'll just mention those real quickly. The Flame in the Flood, that is available through the end of the month. And then SpongeBob's Truth or Square, that also will be leaving at the end of the month. Yeah, let's talk about what we've actually been playing. Robin, I surprisingly got in some gaming for once, which was nice. You know, I continue my Cyberpunk playthrough. I still really like the story of this. And, you know, one thing CD Projekt Red is really good at, and obviously Cyberpunk got overshadowed with all of the unfortunate launch stuff. But
they had an unfortunate launch? What was the unfortunate launch?
Lunch? Yeah. Anyway. But the side missions also are just, they're also really solid. And so, you know, I have been mainlining for the most part the story of late. But I just did this one side mission, and I'm actually still in the midst of it, but I'm basically trying to help understand what happened in an assassination attempt.
It's easy for you to say.
Yeah, I know. It's easy for me to say. An assassination attempt against the mayor. And you know, you have this this vision mode where you can go in, you get the shard, and it basically is like a recording of events that happen. And you can go in and you're able to look through the eyes of the person, or then kind of pop out like almost like a third person view and kind of see things happening. You can listen in on conversations. It's basically detective mode. But it adds this just fun kind of element to sleuthing certain side missions out. So just been enjoying it. I Cyberpunk really is high on my recommendation list. It still continues to be there. There's another game that we're going to talk about on your end, though, that really surprisingly hits high notes for me as well, but I won't start that yet.
Yeah, Cyberpunk for me, again, my Mass Effect 3 addiction, I don't want to leave it. I really want to complete it, and I'm still having fun with it. And I had another good session this week with Mass Effect, the only gaming time that I really had this week.
Now, have you started Cyberpunk at all?
No,
I
don't want to.
I think you need to. I think if nothing else, I want you just to go into the character creator.
I know, but if I do that,
and when you're done with the character creator,
but I want. That's what
you want
me to do.
With the boobies.
Well, I like the boobies. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that, is there? I mean, I appreciate the boobies. The boobies are good. I mean, can I get?
Work. I just want to. Who would ever go with small? I'm just saying.
That would be like a handful's enough, and nothing more than a handful's waste. It's like, so I'm not a big boob man. I'm really not. I like just that there. That, can I weigh you? Weigh! No. So I'm not going to make this crazy thing like there. I mean, you know.
Well, they do limit you. You can't get too crazy with it, but you certainly can be representative if you want.
Yeah. Okay. But not that porn thing. You know, man, no, that's not for me.
Okay.
Well, did you make big boobies?
My character may have maxed out her boobies. Yes.
Oh dear. The back problems she's gonna have.
Well, I mean, you know, I have implants, you know, cybernetic implants.
In your hair?
To help out with that.
Okay.
Yeah. There's choices on hair as well, both up and down.
Wow. I hear that's all coming back.
I hope not.
Yeah, it's like munching your way through some like dry pasta or something before you get there. You know?
I have to garden my actual lawn. I don't want to have to garden another lawn. All right. I also played some Halo. I actually, for a moment, thought I wasn't going to be able to play Halo because work once again gets in the way. Go figure. No. But Was able to jump in on some great sessions. Martin C., 1984, Play and Skills, and Snoogans were in there with us and just had some great sessions. Lots of fun. That will continue to be a thing Wednesdays if you want to jump in, play Halo 1 p.m.-ish on the West Coast, 9 p.m.-ish in the U.K.
Yeah, good fun. Good fun. I won't make it this week because of this trade show, but...
Excuses.
I know. Yeah, well, it could be an excuse like, you know, you had a family around and you're exhausted and tired.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it's ridiculousness. Yeah. Shredders.
Oh.
So one of the things that I have also kind of resigned myself to do is to start pulling, to try and play one game out of Game Pass, especially Cloud Play, if nothing else, to just kind of say, you know, hey, I tried something new for the week. And so Shredders is a snowboarding game. It's an ID at Xbox game, I believe, as well. It's in Game Pass. Very mixed opinions about the game. So on one hand, I think it does the snowboarding part of it really well. You know, it controls pretty good. It feels realistic to snowboarding. And so I like that. It doesn't. The controls aren't overly difficult, but... they are challenging enough from a mastering standpoint. So,
okay.
You know, to pull off tricks, you're going to have to practice. You're not just going to be like, you know, doing the flips and the, you know, the twirls and I don't know.
Come on,
get
called. The technical terms here. Come
I
on.
I know. Yeah. The flippity doos. Okay, but you're not going to get that day one
know so much about this
down.
One, flippity-doos.
So, like, you have to hold down the right trigger to kind of crouch and then release to launch up. And then you have to pull back in the left trigger to land your tricks.
Okay.
That can get complicated just in and of itself. And then in the meantime, when you're in the air, you're using your bumpers and your thumbsticks to twirl yourself around and do certain things, okay. Like grab the board, that kind of thing. So I like all that. And I'm good with that. I think visually the snow looks great. The terrain is all great. The character modeling is one that is, you could tell it's not their strength. They kind of went with a little bit of a cartoony vibe to them, in terms of their appearance. But also, and this is the funniest part about it to me, is all of the characters in this game, you don't see their faces at all. They have goggles that are, you know, that you can't see through the goggles. They have snow beanies on, and then they have face coverings, basically covering up. They look like the Invisible Man. Invisible Man. Yeah. And I think that's just because the developers themselves were not terribly good at probably making faces, you know, and so they decided instead of making faces, we're just going to make the Invisible Man models. You take that and then you couple that with the story part of it, which is it's just kind of obnoxious. It's, you know, the, oh, we're influencers and we want us, you know, get you to do some tricks and you'll be big on social media. It's kind of like the early days of Forza Horizon or even just all of the Forza Horizon, which I kind of hated. You know, it's, oh, hey, you're going to do some social media stuff today. You could be top on the influencer board. You're just like, oh, fuck.
I'm just reading the subtitles for the game. Okay. That's
so... The story definitely leaves a lot to be desired.
Well, how much story are you going to have in it?
Well, the problem is
shredded good.
It's constantly
dude.
They're constantly talking and stuff. So I don't know if there's a way to mute them.
And is
maybe
it like
there is.
Callie is like Callie sort of.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, I found these great. These two guys will do anything. And it's like, okay, well, one that's going a different direction. I thought it was going to go, but.
Well, you're very good at turning tricks, so you're probably get good at this here. So
lifetime of turning tricks, Robin.
Yeah.
So Shredders, look, you can check it out on Game Pass. There's going to be no harm, no foul. It is available for Cloud Play as well, so you don't even have to download it. Just fire it up, check it out.
And that's why you're checking these things out, because it is so easy now to do that.
Yes.
That is a big thing.
Absolutely. And look, if you want something snowboarder-like, it's a good snowboarding game from that side of it.
As
if you
Boof
want
says,
a story.
It was supposed to be inspired by Amped, which got him excited. His cable was straight, but it feels more like a skate game. Shaka brah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's pretty spot on. So.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, so that was me.
Side note, my niece, who is 20 years old now, she is in Austria right now, and I see her photographs on Insta every day and videos with her friends. She's over there teaching for 4 months, but she's skiing by every day or every other day and snowboarding and looking, having a real ball. Oh, it looks absolutely beautiful. Lucky, lucky girl.
Lucky girl.
All right. Well, hey. What about Guardians of the Galaxy then?
Yeah, let's talk about that.
Okay. Well, I did that thing too where you talked about maybe we should try some new things. So
right.
After my Mass Effect
and gay sex,
I stuck on some Guardians.
You said you were trying new things, Robert.
That's not new thing, Greg.
My bad.
So,
all right.
I have no idea. I heard people talking about Guardians of the Galaxy and thinking, "Wow, this is supposed to be really, really cool." You fired up and you look at all the different controls and there's actions and it's supposed to be sort of an action game and there's some things you can do, and the controls were so complex that I thought, "Wow, there's a lot." Because I sort of look at it, and I'm looking at it now, and it looks like a, sort of an adventure game in this, Walking Dead and all that series.
Okay, I see where you're going.
So what more is it? Because it looks funky.
It is the farthest thing from that. I would think this is really a third-person action game. It has dialogue choice options. I don't know how meaningful they are, but certainly it affects the way the dialogue goes.
Okay.
What I love about this game, one, it looks fantastic. This game truly does look great. It plays really well. It is a third-person shooter.
Oh, okay.
You have different things. You play a Star-Lord.
Star-Lord.
You have Rocket, and then you have Drax, and I forgot the girl's name, Gamora? I believe that's her name.
Yeah.
So you have them as your crewmates, they have these powers that you can activate, and they're basically, think Mass Effect. Your teammates, sort of, you can direct them to do certain things, right? Like, you know, hit this area with an area effect weapon, you know, and so you do that with them as well. They're on cooldown timers, so you know you can have them like Groot can entangle enemies. What I think I like most about the game is not really the action. It's the story. It's the banter.
So where does it fit or does it fit into that, the movies and stuff? Or doesn't it? It's just another story.
It's a story of their adventures.
Because you start off with the young buck, the young lad. And then I'm looking at him to get the system growing up.
That is to give you a sense of where he came from, so you understand he was earthbound, I haven't gone far enough into the game where if they do any other additional flashbacks, but they kind of lay the groundwork of kind of his youth and kind of how he had an affection towards certain things, and then they fast forward you into your Star-Lord and you're part of the Guardians of the Galaxy crew. The banter between the characters is just spot on. And I really thought I was going to be put off by the fact that these aren't the characters from the movies.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, Star-Lord is being played by somebody else. The voice actor for Drax is somebody else. And Drax looks different. And Gamora looks different and sounds different. Groot is Groot. I mean, you can only say I am Groot so many different ways, which is perfect. And Rocket actually sounds very similar to Rocket from the movies, so that was perfect. And the banter, though, between them, they're always taking shots at one another in a comical kind of way. And it's just really good.
Huh. I'm going to give it another go. And again, because you can do the live streaming thing or the streaming, the Game Pass, it makes it even, you're in within like a minute. It's there. You're ready to roll. Funny, yeah. Gamora... I didn't realize, I learned something about her this week. I didn't realize she was the sexy kitten with the tail in blue. Avatar.
Oh, Avatar. Mm. Gotcha.
And she's Gamora here. And she's all Also, in that film I recommended to you, The Adam Project.
Oh, yes.
So she's in it as well, but she's not blue in it.
Right.
Or she's not green. She's normal colored in it. She's flesh colored. So, which is a, that Adam Project was good. Okay.
Well, I liked Adam Project. That was quite
good. It was light. It was light. Okay. So it sort of has that adventure game feel, but there's some good action in it as well, and some good crack and a bit of a laugh.
Yeah, and they'll have some, time sequences of, press this button here or there. But, I mean, overall, I think there's just a nice balance of story-driven kind of, narrative along with action sequences, at least so far. It came out last year around September, I think. September, October.
Under the radar, really, has.
Well, I think the biggest problem was, one, this was another Square Enix published game for the Marvel Universe coming right on the heels of the Avengers game.
Yeah.
And, of course, the Avengers game had all of the controversy about, they tried to make this a games for service game.
Yeah.
And people just did not take well to that game. And the game had a lot of problems. And then, they had this weird, kind of paid element to it. And so I think a lot of people feared Guardians of the Galaxy was going to be similar.
Okay.
But I noted all throughout last year, this game was getting a lot of good recognition. It was a lot of the professional publications' Game of the Year's lists. Mm. So, I definitely recommend checking it out if you haven't already played it. It's like you said, it's in Game Pass. It is a fantastic game, and even if you're not part of the Xbox ecosystem, if you're on PlayStation, I bet you could probably pick it up for maybe half. It's worth checking out.
Check it out. Yeah. Okay. Well, I did go back and play some more Mass Effect 3, as I had mentioned, I played through the whole Tali. Who is Tali? Where's she from? She is one of the ones she's called. I can never remember the name of her group. She's the one with the masks on.
Yeah.
And her tribe. Her tribe. Anyway, Tali. Yeah, she has the mask on. She's kind of Tali Zorin. And there's a whole storyline in that with her. And that's been good fun to get through all of those as well. But lovely. It looks great. Play is great. I still love it. And I'm just mopping it all up before I move on, because I just want to take the goodness out of it all. Because I don't think I'll play it again. So, it's good. Yeah, Mass Effect 3.
Of course, you probably said that the last time you played it.
Yeah. Yeah, my opinion, again, I've mentioned this before, my opinion has changed. So I think, and I can never understand, everybody said Mass Effect 2 was always the best. But
yeah.
I would say Mass Effect 1 is the best of the three.
I like Mass Effect 1.
Not now with the updates and the better gameplay. But, more of an RPG. So, I've been enjoying my time with that. And I believe it's also in Game Pass now as well. So go for it. Go get them. Go get them, cowboy! Kim Woods hasn't moved. She's still standing there with her arms folded. She's
a little
be sleeping.
Stoic.
She must be tired. Yeah. I see Kim earlier on said that looks nothing like her.
I got nothing to say on that.
No, nothing. We like just get ourselves in trouble if we say
exactly. Move along. Move along, Robin. Hey, let's go into the next segment. What do you say?
Okay, that would be the news.
Here is the fucking news.
Do it, baby girl.
All right. Speaking of do it, baby girl, let's give PlayStation the nudge. Supposedly, rumors are out there the PlayStation's answer to Game Pass might, in fact, be launching next week. So Sony is introducing its rumored Spartacus service per Bloomberg sources, which will combine PlayStation Now access and PlayStation Plus online features. It's weird because I don't know how much this is really going to change the existing way PlayStation's doing things, because I think they're just combining services. They're not necessarily creating a new service out of this. You're going to have your standard PlayStation Essentials, which is more or less kind of where PS Plus is now. Then you have the extra, level access, which is basically, $13 an hour or $13 an hour. $13 a month
for the players.
Yeah. That will add a basically kind of Game Pass style catalog of back compatible games. And then you have the premium tier, which adds game streaming and pre-release game trials.
Wow.
We'll see. I mean, the rumor, like I said, this is all rumor. So take it with a grain of salt. But supposedly, we should learn more. Side note, Sony also said, I believe that they're going to be bringing VRR, which I haven't even... to PlayStation. That will happen this year as well. So, some things to look forward to. Also, things to look forward to, Robin.
Yeah.
Gran Turismo 7. Outrage.
I have been gently looking for a PS5, by the way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Gently continue to look, because you'll be able to play Gran Turismo 7 with an update in April, which the update aims to appease the angry fans, because, of course, PlayStation kind of pulled a fast one. They launched Gran Turismo 7 out, and then after reviews had come out, they then introduced a bunch of microtransactions. They further changed with an update the price of vehicles in the game to make them actually more expensive, so it was a bit more grindy.
But cheeky.
And of course, these things always go over well with fans. So, needless to say, I think PlayStation has been listening to the negative reviews that have been coming through from the player side. And so they are going to be basically making an update, not just, because of the prices, but also, part of this is going to be a make good on the server outages that they had over the past week. So this is coming from Polyphony Digital President Kazunori Yamamuchi.
Good. Well said.
Yeah. Don't make me say it again. For the frustration and confusion caused by the patch, along with the announcement of the big update rolling out in early April, it's to improve player experience. It will have basically higher rewards for events, as well as more events and opportunities to earn in-game currency. They said they're also working on more additional features that don't have a release date yet, such as the ability to sell cars. So apparently at the moment there's no way to sell cars in the game, but that will be coming. Huh. So stand by. Gran Turismo 7, hopefully updated for the better. All right. So a couple delay announcements coming. I know, Robin, you are a huge PGA Tour fan.
I'm going to have to buy golf clubs again. I really don't think I'm going to be able to avoid it.
Yeah. Well,
I used to play a lot of golf. I used to play a lot of golf.
Well, it's probably a good thing you buy your clubs, Robin, because the PGA Tour from EA Sports is going to be delayed by a year. So you will not get the game in spring of 2022. Okay. It will now be set for spring 2023. And EA did not share a reason for the delay, nor did they really give any specifics to the platforms it would be coming out on. But you have to assume.
I used to play a lot, but I mean, when you play it as well. So afterwards, yeah. I always like to just polish my balls afterwards. It always helped me important. For the next game, you know.
You got to clean. You got to wash your balls, Robin, and you got to clean them.
Yeah, well, I
wash
tried,
them and
I,
dry them.
I tried to wash my balls.
Wash them and put them in the bag.
I tried to do it once in the brush cleaner for your shoes as you go into the clubhouse with my balls, but that didn't work out very well.
Just don't put your balls away wet, because if you put your balls away wet, then you're going to get a moldy smell in your ball bag, and then it's bad.
Wow.
I feel like we have just been setting up bad puns after bad puns. Interestingly, I heard, and I did not catch the story, but apparently EA also is dropping the name FIFA, because FIFA wanted EA to pay like $1 billion, literally $1 billion for the naming license rights for FIFA.
$1 billion?
Yeah, and so FIFA basically is going to be renamed into EA Soccer Club or something to that effect.
Wow.
So, yeah.
They're getting greedy. Just everybody's getting greedy.
Stay tuned, people. On a very sad note, Suicide Squad is going to be delayed to 2023. I was really looking forward to this game, mostly because I really liked the latest Suicide Squad movie. But they are basically delaying. Rocksteady informed that Suicide Squad Kill the Justice League will be now spring 2023. Basically promised the extra time would be used to make the game, make the best game possible. Yeah. So I think they felt it was probably still in a rough state.
I'm okay best with that. Delay. Rocksteady will do a good job here. So
agreed. And we were talking about CG Projekt Red earlier. They, in a very random announcement, basically announced that a new Witcher game will be coming forward. It will run on the Unreal 5 engine. They did this through a tweet. Basically, the teaser said a new saga begins. And the interesting note about the tweet was it had an image. And within the image, there is a Lynx-like Witcher medallion in the center of the image. And so that is different from the standard Witcher medallion. So the thinking is maybe you're going to be playing as Ciri or some other character within the Witcher universe, not as Geralt. So we'll see. We'll see. I'm all for it, though. Love the Witcher series, so bring me more Witcher. I'm good with it. And then last story, Sony, back in the news, continuing their buying spree. They bought Haven Studios, which, if you don't remember, Haven Studios is the Jade Raymond studio that she formed after leaving her Google endeavor. And so they basically had started working with Jade Raymond when she developed the new studio, and then I guess they decided, well, we'll just go ahead and buy you. Oh, so
Jade Raymond, there she is on the screen. She's lovely.
There you go. The quote here is, our first new IP for PlayStation is on track to deliver a AAA multiplayer experience with a vision to build a systemic and evolving world focused on freedom, thrill, and playfulness that will keep players entertained for the and engaged for years. So this absolutely reads as a services game.
Systemic freedom. I don't really buy into systemic freedom. I really don't think it'll work in this country. So.
Yeah. And by the way, it is EA Football. Back to the EA story, not Soccer Club. This is going to be called EA Football.
Football.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but you get mixed up with the size of the shapes of your balls. But
these
guys won't know that. You'll freak out at that. You won't have a clue.
We will.
You still call
why, why is your ball round?
Sucker.
Bro?
Sucker. Call it sucker.
And an interesting note on that, by the way. Not having the FIFA license is really not going to impact the game at all. They'll still have the individual team licenses. They'll still be able to get the player licenses.
But just not the word FIFA?
Yeah, just missing the word FIFA, which, okay. I think I can live with that. And the only other thing I do know that I didn't have in the news, it did pop up, was from GDC that was going on this past week. Oh. Microsoft announced their new cloud gaming division, cloud gaming publishing arm, which basically is being headed up by Kim Swift, who used to work on Portal or develop Portal.
Okay.
So she is heading this up now, and this basically is all about working with developers to publish games that will leverage cloud technology. So think, you know, Flight Simulator leverages cloud technology. It basically pulls the entire world down from the cloud into your game as you're playing it. Games using technology like that.
Huh.
So that's the news.
Kim Swift. Very good.
Robin.
That's some good news. So we've got some new releases, don't we?
Yes. Please start talking. I'm tired.
Yeah. You look tired. But it is an age thing as well for you. Okay, this week, between March the 28th, which is tomorrow, and the 3rd of April. My goodness, that's a quarter of the year gone already. Crusader Kings 3 for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X and S is out on the 29th of March. So, Crusader Kings 3. A WRC 10 on the Switch, which is a rally game. They have paid for the name WRC. They just didn't call it rally game. Aerial Knights Never Yield on iOS and Android. Okay, that's a new one for us. Death Stranding Director's Cut for the PC. Wow. Director's Cut. Now, is that the first time Death Stranding has appeared on a PC?
No. They brought Death Stranding out to PC. This is the Director's Cut. They brought the Director's Cut out to PlayStation 5. So this is now, you know, kind of how I think Sony's, for the record, I think this is the way Sony is going to operate with anything for PC. Okay. It will come to PC anywhere from half a year to a year later than when it launches on the PlayStation 5.
Death Stranding, Director's Cut, Full Force Parcels. Yeah, that's...
Yep.
Moss Book 2 for PlayStation VR is on the 31st of March. And finally, Weird West for the PlayStation 5 and pretty much everything apart from the Switch is also on the last day of the month. And beware of anything coming out on the 1st of April.
Yeah, beware of any news, anything related to April 1st. Weird West, though, that's a game I'm actually kind of excited for. I want to check that out. I think it's coming to Game Pass as well.
What is it, Jim?
It is a basic. It's a Western game, but it's in the Weird West. So I want to say it has like kind of, I don't want to call it mythological creatures, but you know, like potentially like werewolves or dead, that kind of thing within it.
You're into all that sort of dark stuff, aren't you? I mean,
I do. I like a little bit of dark.
Okay. Oh, I see why now. It's one of those top-down.
Don't be a hater.
Things. Yeah, well, no, they are moving. It doesn't. It looks like, you know, I'm
moving.
I have to be careful what I say. Christopher Matthews in the chat.
Exactly. He will come over and break your pinky.
Yeah, well, yeah, okay. But it looks like it's not just you have your wee move and I'll have your wee move.
You talk about my wee move.
It looks like they're, you know, you know the way you have to pick wee aim and then shoot and then you've had your shot and then you have to wait until they shoot you in the head and there's nothing you can do and you all think this is wonderful. I don't understand you people.
Yeah. Really? It's like chess.
Chests? I like chests.
I see. Back to now the boots. I got your attention. All right. That is the new releases. Thank you for that, Robin. Don't forget, everybody. Wednesday nights, Halo night.
Halo.
If you can make it, we'd love to have you. We will. I mean, we can always put together a huge private game if we get enough people coming in. We certainly will have, we'll play Fiesta mode. That's been the go-to mode, but we've been dabbling in other modes as well. So it's really whoever wants to play. And I should say we also had Webby. Mark Webb had joined us. Webby360, I think, is his Twitter handle.
Cool.
He had joined us a week back.
Oh, Mark Webb. Oh, yeah. From 360 Gamercast days.
Yep. We have been trying to expand that roster as much as possible.
Here, Boof has been great tonight. He says that if you have a Netflix account on your Apple or Android device, hit the gaming tab to get a free copy of Shatter Remastered, one of his favorite PS3 games.
Okay. Good to know. Yeah, well done. Yes. So thank you, Boof. Mm. Thank you, Mr. Matthew. Mm. Thank you, Boomer. Mm. Lord. Mm. I think that is, for the most part, the chat.
Nice beaver.
I think we, yeah. Gamer girl Kim Woods has stayed just stoic this entire show. She's been a rock, Robin. She really has. She's the anchor to the show.
Anchor. She's an anchor. She knows how to anchor us, boys. Yep.
She knows how to put up with us, boys.
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, next week we should have a full cast again. Uh-huh. We will things to look forward to next week.
I hope I'm not on a full cast. Yeah. I don't want to be an outcast.
Okay. You don't want to be an outcast or a full cast?
On a full cast.
Okay.
Hello. I am on the show. I'm always on the show, even though I'm in Plaster of Paris. Hello. How can I fill my wine glass now?
Shit. Robin.
Yes.
This is just for you.
Okay.
Potato.
Thank you very much. That's so sort of semi-racist, but there you go. I can take a joke. I'm all right. You can potato me all you want, boy.
Hey, hey.
Hey.
America, fuck yeah.
All right. Let's get out of here, Robin. Let's call this a show. Thank you, everybody, for being here. Robin, any shout-outs you want to give, like me? You should shout me out.
I want to shout out everybody apart from you. Pete, who's recovering from that COVID thing, and he is recovering all right there, but he's going to be okay. He's going to be fine. Kim, for servicing the repairman that came to our house this week. We had good fun there during that time that we were joking that it was she should be playing like 80s porn music as he comes to open the door to fix her fridge. Yeah, yeah, that was we had lots of fun with that. Thank you, Kim. I giggled that quite a bit.
It was good.
Mark, rest well, my child. Take a wee early night and a wee cuckoo. A wee cuckoo.
Yep.
And Phil, get back on the show, boy. Oh, we need your dulcet tones back here. And to everybody in the chat, yeah, that was good tonight. I always love that interaction. Yes. So play games. It's hard when you're out farts with family. You know, I think, you know, we had 12 people around the table today and only two of them were drifts in. The rest of them are here all the time. It's crazy horses. So, yeah, play games, have fun, be safe. And, Greg, I'll let you talk more shit and then we can go.
I appreciate that. Robin, thank you for running the decks seamlessly tonight. It has been fantastic. I want to shout out the gnat that just flew by my vision in my room. Now I will have to seek this gnat out and kill it.
And I approve this message.
I don't know if gnats are worse. Okay, mosquitoes are worse. Let's just get this out of the way. Okay. Mosquitoes, far worse than gnats, only because they do suck your blood and it irritates the skin. But gnats, just the name, they are annoying as all get out. They just hover around you. They do their thing. And they're there enough to bug you. But they're not there really enough for you to truly care about trying to seek them out and kill them.
You're a murderous son of a bitch.
I am. Okay.
I stand up for the rights of the insect people.
I want to shout out my wife.
Hi, Cindy.
Had a great time last night. Yes. Lovely. Looked fantastic. We had great sexy time afterwards. Oh, yeah. And just had a great time. Yeah. It was fantastic. It was an adult night. We needed it. We haven't had one in a while. So nice shout out to her.
It was a dick move.
And I'll probably pay for that if she ever hears this show. So
yeah, well, I'll pay for the sound effects.
Yeah. All right, that's it. We're done. Let's get out of here. Okay. Let's call it a show, Ron.
Let's get out of here. Bye, everybody.
Thank you for listening to the Overseas Connection podcast. See you same time next week.